welcome to Talk is Jericho's, the pod of thunder and rock and roll, and you know how we do every Friday. We start with the Duff McKagan joke of the week.
Chris Jericho, Duff McKagan calling you. My voice is a little rough because I'm back in L.A. rehearsing for our Guns N' Roses tour, but I was in Zurich, and believe it or not, I got bit by a venomous spider, and it gave me laryngitis. Not kidding. This is not the joke of the day. Anyhow, my uncle, you know, he names his dogs Rolex and Timex. They're his watchdogs. Thank you very much.
That's ridiculous. Terrible. Duff delivered the goods in the middle of Guns N' Roses rehearsals, actually on tour, doing a couple shows. I did one in Louisville, and I believe they did one over like in Indianapolis or something. He's got a little laryngitis, but the joke must go on. And thanks to Duff for never letting us down, figuratively. Always making us laugh, figuratively. Some weeks harder than others. And speaking of making us laugh, it's the return of Steel Panther. What a couple goofballs these guys are. It's Michael Starr and Styx Zedinya. The new album, Heavy Metal Rules, just came out last week. It's out now. You get it wherever you listen to music. Singer Michael Starr, like I said, Styx Zedinya are here to tell you all about it. They came to my hotel room in L.A., and in between a little room service delivery and lunch, which I had to pay for, we talked about the making of the album, Michael's throat surgery, Lexi Fox going to rehab, that's real, great front men in rock and roll, great bands, and how Nirvana and grunge kind of inspired the album title. So there's lots of sex, drugs, and rock and roll, and lunch with Michael Starr and Styx Zedinya from Steel Panther starting now. All right, so it's the record that everyone's been waiting for. The world is talking about the new album, Heavy Metal Rules, Steel Panther. And here's the blurb, which is a good word, that came with the press release that I was sent. Because
that's slang for press release, blurb?
Blurb, yeah. That's
blurb. Cool.
Here's what it says. California's greatest export and renowned feminist supporters, Steel Panther, recently took a break from working with NASA scientists on a multiple orgasm-inducing guitar pedal to record their fifth studio album. Is that true?
We did.
Yeah,
took a break.
You took a break.
Yeah.
So, is this one of those things you guys even read these things before they go out?
Yeah, I read and approve every single word that's said about us by anyone.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you approve the word I just said right now?
I did approve the word.
Oh, that
I
earlier. Just
said. Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. Okay. No, I approved. I knew what you were gonna say when we came in here, and I was like, "That's cool. That's not. That's cool. That's cool. That's cool. That's not."
And that's where the NASA scientists came in. You're learning about ESP and transcendental meditation and that sort of stuff.
I don't know what that means, but I like NASA.
And again,
I like, you know, space travel's cool.
Oh yeah.
I'm a Star Trek fan.
Really?
I got a chance to meet J.J. Abrams the other night.
Nice.
Yeah.
Where?
We went to a screening of a new show that he was being a mediator for, and we hung out. The guy likes to do blow. Right. Yeah, I mean, he's mellow. He's like a quick bump guy, but yeah. he's a super cool dude.
Is he a key bump guy or a guitar pick guy?
He's more of a probably off the between your thumb and your
yeah. So that's
the tag, the web.
Yeah,
the web. That's the tag. He's a web guy.
He's a web guy.
You know, you can
tell a lot about a guy where he likes to do his cocaine from.
Is he doing rails? Is he a web guy?
If you're doing rails, you're really in it.
Yeah. The guitar pick type guy.
Guitar pick guys. He's efficient.
He's a chipper.
Guitar pick.
He's a chipper.
That's a pro.
Yeah.
That's like a Keith Richards during a guitar solo.
That's straight up. Like if you see guitar picks falling out of people's wallets, they party. Mm. Think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about the ones where they have
long
the pinky. Yeah. The long nail.
That's so cocaine
kind of like a
nail.
Vato type thing, right?
Yeah. That's definitely like a, you know what I'm saying? It's like guitar players that have long nails and pick like
they're
that.
Picking it, right.
Usually aren't in a metal band.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Flamenco guys.
They're flamenco, hanging out in Florida and shit.
Or flamingo guys.
Yeah, one leg guys.
Yeah,
they just stand on one leg and play guitar.
Have you ever seen the flamenco player down at the beach?
No, but I would love to.
Yeah, we'll go down there after. I'll take him to.
Okay, well we are in L.A.
His name's Hervé.
Hervé?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
Hervé.
Hervé the flamenco flamingo.
Yeah, exactly. He's a flamenco actually, but that's okay. He gets very very angry if you get them wrong. But
what was his name?
Hervé. You just went for the number one rule in do not rule in improv.
Yes.
Don't use names.
Don't.
Because your chances are going
to
forget.
Don't
them
refer
later.
Back to them.
Yeah. What's improv?
It's where you make stuff up as you go.
Oh.
Like comedy.
I'll explain it to you.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Yeah, you must have missed that when you weren't listening to the Black Album.
Yeah. Right.
And again.
I've listened to it since we've had that last talk.
Metallica?
Yeah, was on Stranger Things. No, it was on Hard Knocks the other night. They were playing some.
Have you not known the story when you guys, we played one of the downloads? We were talking about download earlier. It was, I can't remember which one it was, where Metallica headlined. They played the Black Album in its entirety.
Yeah.
And Michael Starr right here and myself went and watched them from the side.
It's 2014.
2014. Yeah. There you go. And Michael had never heard the Black Album before.
Well, I never heard
all
the songs.
Right, right.
But you have to leave right now.
No, you don't, because I already know a lot of the songs. I just never listened to the whole record.
Well, you did kind of go, I think I've heard this one.
Yeah.
And it was Enter Sandman.
Yeah, that's a good song.
Yeah, but I think I've heard this one.
That's rough. Did you hear One?
One, yeah, it's a good
that's
song.
That's good. Yeah. You're the best.
When
I love you.
When the Black Album came out, it was the same week that For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge came out. So you were probably listening to the Van Halen album.
Yeah, I'm a Van Halen guy. I admit it. And I'm a Crew fan and a Def Leppard guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And I like, you know, like Skid Row.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right on.
Sebastian Bach and Whale, dude.
Yeah, I still, to this day.
Oh, yeah. He's got the full finger. When he screams, he channels his energy through
he's
his
a finger riffer.
Oh, yeah.
He riffs with his fingers.
I like that. Like Bruce Dickinson, who he moves
his... Mm. Sound of pouring rain.
You think that's an unconscious thing, or does that actually help him?
I think it helps him keep his technique.
Really?
And if you watch Christina Aguilera, she does this shit with her hand on the microphone, where she taps the microphone.
See, now, I may not know all the songs on the Black record,
right?
But the fact you know that Christina Aguilera does that is... more alarming to
have
me.
You ever jerked off to Christina Aguilera on TV?
No.
Are you talking about thin Christina or plump? I can't say plump, but full figured.
I like her chunky.
Can we say that?
Yeah, you can say that.
Because
yes.
It's Steel Panther interview.
You can say
you can say that
thick,
even if you're here.
You can say chunky. You can say hefty, hearty. You can say all the shit, dude.
I think she looks good either way. I think she looks good either way.
Cool.
Let me ask you this. Who was the first girl you can remember jerking off to or having a crush on?
His mom.
Not my mom, dude. My next door neighbor's mom. Serious, dude.
Sounds like a porno.
Dude, I had this fantasy that I would go over there and the kid wasn't there and the mom would be like, come on in. And that she would sit on my dick from the edge of the bed facing the other way.
Wow.
And that was my view. That was the first lady that I jerked off to.
How old were you?
Fifth grade
or so?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. How about you, Mike?
I don't remember, dude. You got to remember I'm 54. Right. I need to think way back the first time I stroked my dick.
Well, how about celebrity crush?
I mean, something? Honestly, I really just think that when I was that age and experimenting with my penis, it was just the fact that I was doing it and then stuff came out.
Well, if I'm totally honest, the first time that I did it,
he's asking the first time you jacked off somebody, though.
Okay, she was my first fantasy. Okay. First time I ever did it, I was in my bed, and I didn't even know that I was doing it. And I was rubbing my dick, and all of a sudden, this is no bullshit, dude. I had an orgasm. I didn't know what it was. I didn't know what to expect, and I freaked out. It felt good, but I was scared because it was a sensation I hadn't had. So I ran into the bathroom, and I tried to pee. And I couldn't because I had a boner. And now I'm convinced I broke my dick. I'm like, oh, my God. So I was freaked out. So I did it the next night to make sure. And I've been doing it every night since.
It still works. I swear to
God. It was accidental jack-off.
I figured out my girl. Her name was Susan Starr. She was my friend's.
Oh, for real. It's your stage name. Yeah, your name.
Turned out,
is that where you got it from?
No.
Subconsciously?
No, I just, I like stars and stuff. I like the shapes of them.
Well, you like space shit. You said that earlier.
Yeah, I'm NASA, a space guy. Yeah. Right.
You could have been Michael NASA.
It's just not as sexy.
Good call.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I try to, as you get older, you try to keep as much sexy as you can.
Keep as much sex as you can.
Yeah. So if the name, you know, gives that out, then you're
halfway
winning.
There. Yeah. Right. So tell us about Susan Starr.
She was hot. She had blonde hair. And I grew up in Chicago, so people wore jeans all the time, like tight jeans.
All right.
She had a killer ass.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one thing I really dug. It's fine. It's funny because I'm not really like, I like traditional sex. I'm not really the backdoor guy. Mm-hmm. Like Satchel, Styx, Lexi, and the whole road crew. Spider. Yeah.
Definitely Spider.
Hence the name.
Yeah. The back door up.
Yeah. No, she was too.
He pronounces it Bass Player.
Bass Player, dude.
Bass. Okay. So go ahead.
But she's not on Facebook. I've been searching for her.
Try to find her.
Yeah.
I remember following Krista McDonald home in like grade two or three because she had the best ass. I just followed her home and she lived in a completely different. Like area
in a creepy
town.
Way you
no, like, well, creepy. I was like, you know, 40 feet behind her.
Yeah.
But if she thing, saw dude. Me coming, she would be like, well, he doesn't even live in this part of town. But I just followed her home. It was like the ass was
magnet.
He was a magnet. Yeah. Ass magnet. My first celebrity crush that I may or may not have jerked off to was Mary Hartman.
Yeah, yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Whoever that girl's name is. Yeah. I remember telling my mom, I think Mary Hartman's cute, mom.
Who's your current celebrity crush?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
You know,
one.
I mean, you don't have, like, you just have to appreciate.
It's so hard now, though, because you go on Instagram for 5 seconds, you see 15, like, super hot.
I got chicks. A chick that I put on our guest list every time.
Just in case she shows up?
She has a standing invitation.
Okay, open invite.
Open invite. Do you want to tell him?
I don't remember her name. Charlize Theron.
Charlize Theron. Oh. She's always on Steel Panther's guest list.
For real?
Yes. Yeah. I'm not bullshitting. Like, we'll get a text from...
There's a five-year window, though, right?
No, dude.
Really?
No, she's got a perma list. Okay. She's permanently on my guest list.
Okay.
So we'll get a text from the tour manager. Okay, I got to put the guest list in. Anybody else? You know, and if I forget that day, that'll be a gentle reminder. Put Charlize on.
Yeah, again. That's nice.
And she's always on our guest list, so... If she hears this, Charlize, you should cruise on out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, come on. She probably knows she's listening. I mean, come on. Is Jericho here.
It is Talk is Jericho. And
this is your best form to do it.
That's why.
Yes.
Why do you think I've approved this discussion?
Right. And you knew we would talk about this.
Boom.
See, once again, everyone listening at home, the dozens of you that are still listening, we don't have this is not planned. We have no script in front of us. We have no list of questions or queries or qualms. No. We're just talking right now.
Or concerns.
Or concerns. Yeah, exactly.
No.
Okay, so Charlize Theron.
She's always on our guest. That would be my celebrity crush.
Okay.
I mean, current one.
How about you, Mike?
Well, it changes because, you know, time changes everything.
Sure.
You know? So I don't really know, man. I like...
Is it still Brad Pitt?
Brad Pitt, when he was with Angelina Jolie, the threesome would have been killer. But it's not my thing. You know, I realized... Some fantasy, excuse me, that's my room service. Hold on a second.
That might be Brad Pitt.
What's up, BP?
Yo, dude, I'm doing an interview with Jericho.
Just talking about you, weird.
Yeah, I don't know what I was talking about.
But three ways with the...
I'm sorry, I gotta mute my...
Hence the album title.
Exactly, it's perfect. It's a great segue to talk about Heavy Metal Rules, which once again, like... Every time you guys put out a record, it's a great title, but the Heavy Metal Rules is perfect. I'm surprised you haven't done this already.
It's funny you mentioned that because we are shocked that we haven't done it.
I can't believe it.
It's like it came to us. So here's the story behind it. We were going to call the record.
Oh, look at this.
That is our room service. Room service?
We can actually, here's Steel Panther, Styx and Michael Starr getting room service in real life.
Do you notice how the drummer ran to the door?
Yeah, of course, the drummer.
What's up, dude? Full singer just
the singer's sit here as the drummer gets up and opens the door. What's going on, Richard?
How are you?
Good, good. Hey, Richard, what did the guys order? Oh, I got a sign for it.
Am I recorded there too?
Yeah, you're a superstar.
Yeah, it's only for
okay, so what do we got there? A chicken salad?
Chicken Caesar and a breakfast sandy.
Ooh, a breakfast sandy.
So happy.
All right, that's good stuff here. Yeah, we're the
Thank
singer.
You're welcome.
Now it's just even.
I'll just give him cash.
Oh, okay.
I'll just give him cash.
It's even better that the drummer got up to get the door, and the two singers sit here, and then the other singer pays for it, while the other singer just sits there. So you're the bigger star.
Yeah, right.
It's
hey, dude, all I got is hundies. Can you hook me?
Huh?
All I got
That's
is
the old. Look at these guys.
Sorry, bro.
He can probably bring you change.
I bring you change. Yes.
Yeah.
Way to make it easier.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay. Bring me change.
There you go.
And then
our drummer's a little more broke than me.
I need my glasses.
It's $52. So
I'll just break this and I'll be back.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And the tips are already included. So,
oh, okay. Good.
Yeah. So
you guys tip here?
Well, you don't have a choice. They add it on there.
Oh. So, file on you?
Yeah. This is great. The two guys in Panther both pull out their wallets and all they have is hundies, literal $100 bills.
Because,
we got paid before we took a break. Oh, yeah. It's all hundreds. I haven't broken. Just use that excuse, but he won't fall for it.
No, I feel like this is like the '80s when you have like the guy in Canada was Terry David Mulligan. He was the journalist on the spot. He would go to interview Motley Crue in their hotel rooms and they'd be eating and drinking and spitting on him and stuff. So
right.
You guys are more refined than that. So don't
we have refined food.
There's no spitting, dude.
There's no spitting, but you are actually eating, which is kind of a faux pas when you're doing an interview. You're not supposed to eat, but you guys are huge rock stars.
I can wait. I can wait. Not
no,
eat.
No, eat.
No,
please,
dude,
eat,
come
eat,
on,
eat,
man.
Eat.
It's Chris.
You're like, you know, you're from Canada. You're like down home and you're real.
Hey, listen, that's why people like the show.
Yeah.
You don't have, there's no illusions of grandeur here.
Hey, I heard you on Octane the other day. What was that all about?
I got my own show.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You're kicking all the ass, dude,
yeah.
For real.
Yeah, thanks, dude.
Hey, did you hear the good news? We were on Octane for 2 weeks.
Really?
Yeah, they
that's the
songs.
First time you guys have been on Octane.
Yeah. Yep.
Because once again, Panther not a radio band per se, just by I'm sure the subject matter that.
But
well,
we
guys...
are. We're a radio band.
Okay.
Just that some radio stations are just, you know, they're a little uncomfortable. They're worried they're going to scare their advertisers off.
Well, sure. I mean, know. And I'm sure the first single, All I Want to Do Is F*** Myself Tonight,
that
might
was,
scare some
that
people.
That didn't go it over might. So well on terrestrial radio.
No. Yeah.
But it's number 7 in Germany, so that's cool.
It's like when we were in Australia with Metallica touring, there's a bunch of other bands on the bill.
Yeah.
And one of the bands was called F***ed Up, a punk band from Canada. And the guy's like, Lars, I'm a big fan. He goes, oh, that's awesome. I'm in a band. What's the name of your band? Oh, it's called F***ed Up. He goes, oh, I'm sure you don't get a lot of shelf space at Walmart with that name.
That's a great Lars, dude.
Oh, it's a band called F***ed Up. It's pretty crazy. It's wacky, man.
Dude, you do a great Lars. Does Lars know you do
it? Yeah, I've done it for Lars. He doesn't think it's very funny.
He doesn't?
No.
It's awesome.
But it's not bad. It's not bad.
No, it sounds good.
Thanks, man. I appreciate that.
Maybe I don't even really know Metallica, but...
Well, and you know a few songs on the Black Album.
Yeah.
Now.
Hey, I think the dealer's back.
Okay,
I'll be right back.
Yeah.
Is he bringing us a...
Don't take bites while I go away, Stick.
Is he bringing us a guitar pick, or are we going to web it?
We're webbing, dude.
We're going to web it, dude. Okay, so you guys are going to tell us the story about the album title Heavy Metal Rules. But before we get to that, let me tell you the story about the app on my phone that helped me get ready for the premiere of AEW Dynamite on TNT on Wednesday. And that's the DDPY Now app. I did DDPY every day on Fozzy's recent Unleashed in the West tour. Now I'm doing it after AEW matches to help keep me loose and limber, to help prevent injuries. DDP himself came to the final gig of the Unleashed in the West tour in Atlanta. And he was there the other night at the first episode of AEW Dynamite in Washington, D.C., which was insane. I'll tell you more about that some other time. I can't say it enough, though. You got to give this program a try. Doesn't matter how old you are or what kind of shape you're in, even your skill level, DDPY works for everyone and anyone. It's also great for your mental health and well-being as well. Your mental state and attitude are just as important as your physical health. It goes a long way to help in any recovery. And Dallas has made it super easy for you to try DDPY for yourself, thanks to the DDPY Now app. The app's got everything you need to keep on track. DDP himself is on there to help you stay focused on your goals, to help you map out the workouts that are best for you. You can connect a Bluetooth heart rate monitor to the app to keep track of your workout data and calories burned. And you can get the app to stream to your TV so you can do the workouts on your big screen. I even got the app on my phone. I just open it up, choose the workout, and get going. So take advantage of the 7-day free trial of the DDPY Now app. Get started at ddpyoga.com/Jericho. And pick up Dallas's new book to help keep you started, to help get you started. It's called Positively Unstoppable, The Art of Owning It, filled with lessons from Dallas's career and his life, things that you can take to achieve your own goals. You can get that wherever books are sold. So let Dallas and DDPY change your life. Start today, ddpyoga.com/Jericho. Get in the best mental and physical shape of your life, ddpy.com/Jericho. Go do it now. And Talk is Jericho is also supported by Indeed.com/Jericho. When it comes to hiring, you've got no time to waste. You need help getting to your short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com/Jericho. Post the job in minutes, set up screener questions, and then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. And when you need to hire fast, accelerate your results with sponsored jobs. New users can try it for free at Indeed.com/Jericho. That's Indeed.com/Jericho. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply. So you were going to tell us the story of how you got the name for the album, Heavy Metal Rules.
So
there you go. Richard's back. Richard, say heavy metal rules.
Hello.
There you go. Okay. Yeah, that's totally different. That's cool, Richard. Hello.
Richard, say heavy metal rules. Hello, which in the Swahili is heavy metal rules.
You got $5 on you, dude?
Okay, now you guys broke up the money, so you don't have to worry about having hundies. And that way you can tip people.
The tip was already in there, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, yeah.
Because I just took the change.
Perfect. Well, you're the singer. Of course you did.
So
well,
no, originally,
that's not how it happens. I want you to know that the chemistry between the band, it's not the singer makes the most money.
Well,
you
know,
it
might be that
certainly
way
not
in your band, but in our band, it's split equally amongst the main guys.
Right.
Which you know is what I mean? Me and Satchel.
Mm.
And I don't care because I'm just happy to be in the band.
His nickname is Scraps.
Someone's at the door again.
Is he metal rope?
What's going on here, dude?
We're a professionally run show here. Oh, geez.
You got to sign even when you pay for it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What?
No, oh, my God.
Okay, here's what happened. Come on in. Come on. I'll give you some money. So he.
Not
I thought it was just a change. I didn't know.
So. Okay,
what's the total?
52.
He gave him $100. And wanted change. He came back with the change. And that was it. Like, what, you actually have to pay him too? He already got you change.
Here's 50.
This is, I'm going to call it My Dinner with Steel Panther is the name of this show.
Four, five. And a little extra tip.
Thank you so much.
A little bit.
Only because we're on air.
Heavy metal rules.
Heavy metal rules. Hello.
Yeah, Richard.
He wants to get his hello in there too. Hello. Thanks, Richard.
Thanks, Richard.
Thank you.
Sorry about that, dude.
All right.
No problem.
Okay, so good job, Scraps. call back.
Scraps. Scrap star.
This podcast is going to be called My Breakfast with Steel Panther.
Oh, The Breakfast Show.
Oh, The Breakfast Club.
Uh-huh.
It's, okay, so
originally,
Heavy Metal Rules.
Heavy Metal Rules. Originally, we were going to call the record just The Tip.
Oh, that's not bad.
Because
I thought it was going to be Hit It and Split It.
Well, that was another option.
Okay.
But it was going to be called Just The Tip, and we all really liked that title.
I can already see the cover. A super hot chick, like, giving a waiter, like, a hundy.
That, you know what? That's good. What we were considering for that is a very phallic guitar cable end going into a guitar.
Okay.
And like, all drippy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, gotcha.
So that was what we were going to do, and we did a little research, and we found out we had toured with a group called the Lounge Kittens, who are these three girls from the UK who sing. They're freak show, great singers. Killer band, and they had put out an EP called Just the Tip the same year that we toured with them.
Oh.
And we're like, oh man, that'd be a bad look.
I wonder if that's where you like subliminally got the idea. You know, like it was implanted and then you thought that's like a good idea. Kind of like how Gene Simmons writes songs.
Or like Susan Starr gave you your last name.
Yeah. Exactly. Damn. Scrapsy.
Touche.
Scrapsy.
Scrap star. Michael Scrap star, like Stevie Sex Summers of Pretty Boy Floyd.
Scrap star.
You know, I changed my name because I don't like my first name.
Okay.
All right. I mean, I liked it, but growing up in high school and going through with that name bummed me out. And I noticed that Slash's real
Ralph.
Name is Saul.
Yeah.
You know? So I thought, I'm going to change. And like Don kept his name, Don Dokken.
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought that's not a cool heavy metal name. He's a great singer.
Dokken's a cool name.
Dokken is.
Don.
It sounds like you're Prince Rockin.
Ron
Rockin' Don.
They had to put that because everyone thought it was pronounced Dokken.
Totally. Rokin right? Dokken.
Dokken. You ever hear that song, I'm a Hot Dog?
No.
I'm a hot dog searching for buns on this lonely streets again.
I'm a hot dog.
For you kids out there, that's off Dokken's Under Lock and Key.
Oh, man. I still remember last time when we did this, we were in Download. Remember we were in the trailer in Download doing the podcast. We had like 15 people walking in. I think Mike went out for a smoke at one point or a vape, and we had the guy from Creed walk in, and it's kind of similar today, except we had Richard.
We did have Richard. Richard is not in Creed.
No, he is not in Creed.
Or is he in Alter Bridge?
No.
But he does love heavy metal.
And he does like saying hello.
Hello! That's his claim to, you know, he shows up at home, and his wife's like, hey, Richard. He goes, hello!
Hello! Hello! It's like that one Bad News Bears movie where they fool all their parents and think the old man's going to take him on the trip and he can't speak, so they just teach him how to say hello, how are you?
I can't
for the
remember
parents
that.
Meeting. Hello, how are you? Hello,
first
how are you? The second one. Hello, how are you? Hello, how are you? So just the tip.
Just
decided
the tip.
It didn't work.
When we found out, we, you know, there was the Lounge Kittens had done that. We went back to the drawing board, and we've been saying Heavy Metal Rules
since the beginning of the band.
Inception, yeah.
Because the reason we started playing weekly in Hollywood, that we wanted to bring heavy, we wanted to have a gig, but then we're like, we want heavy metal to come back because Nirvana just basically killed it.
Right.
This was like 98, I think.
No, it was 96.
No, the Viper Room I'm talking about every week. But yeah, we started in 95, Satchel says. I don't know if we... Well, yeah, we started our weekly show in Vegas. That's right. You're right, dude. And
that wasn't that long after Heavy Metal died.
Was it the same four guys? The same, all four of you guys?
No.
Okay.
It was
Max.
It was Max.
You know, and ironically enough, our record comes out on the 27th, and we're doing an album release party on the 26th at the Whiskey. And that drummer is in a band with our tour manager, Spider. And they have a band called California, and they're opening up for us.
Oh,
so we're going to jam
full circle,
together.
Dude. That's
yeah,
cool,
it's going to be really cool, man.
But Max is not playing with you, bro.
Oh, man. Come on, man.
No way, Max. You, man.
So you guys always say Heavy Metal Rules on stage. It's kind of a go-to, like you said. Even if you run out of things to say, or if the punchline of the joke bombs, you just go Heavy Metal Rules.
Dude, that's Heavy Metal does rule, and we've been saying it for so long that I can't remember which one of us mentioned it.
Satchel started it,
but
he started it from it. He got the idea.
For the to be an album title.
Oh right, yeah, that was my idea.
Cool.
Yeah,
that was your idea.
Uh huh.
That was the one idea you had.
No, it was
all the ideas.
I mean,
so I.
Thank you.
We just made so much sense because Steel Panther has been trying to bring heavy metal back since the day that Nevermind came out. And
look where they are now.
Look
nowhere.
Where they are. Yeah, exactly.
They don't even play anymore.
Yeah.
I don't even know where those guys
are.
You
guys don't even have a gig.
That's right.
Yeah, what is the members of that band ever done?
What do they ever do?
Like anything successful?
Yeah. Hey, where are you now, Kurt Cobain?
They did three records and done.
Yeah. Never be seen again.
It did change everything.
Yeah, of course.
It changed everything.
It was kind of a downer at that point.
It was a scary time, man. And that's one of the things that we wanted to bring back is the excitement and the fun of heavy metal. Because for us, it was fun. And we truly could not get a deal back in the day. And then once grunge took over, they were like, oh, we don't want to have anything to do with you. All our peers were cutting their hair and putting on Dockers and jean shorts. I'm like, fuck that.
No way, dude. Spandex for life.
Spandex for life.
It's about
that's why Lululemon is so popular, is because of Steel Panther.
What's that?
Because of spandex?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, all the women see us and they're like, oh my God, they look killer in spandex.
Right.
And then they wear it and work out in it.
Sure.
Know? I mean, and they haven't even like hooked us up with any sponsorship or anything.
And they see like armadillos in your trousers.
Yeah. I mean, when you see girls in yoga pants, you know what you're getting.
Right, yeah.
You know what I mean? You look at it.
Well, it keeps everything very
It keeps it tight,
firm.
But you know what you're getting.
Yeah.
You know, you get a couple inches maybe after taking them off.
That's yoga pants, a great invention.
It's
thank you, Jesus.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Yoga.
Thanks, Ron Yoga.
Yeah, Ron Yoga.
The only difference with yoga pants now that differs from the 80s is in the 80s they wore, you know, tight leggings with long t-shirts. What we've done is eliminated the t-shirts. And I think that really...
Just bras.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Well, you know, just shorter tops, tighter tops.
Yeah.
That way you really see what the chick's all about.
What they're doing right.
Yeah. I mean, girls, they like to see what they're going to get into.
You
know? Yeah. But you can't go around showing them your penis. So you have to wear clothing for that.
Sure.
That you can.
Tight? Well,
you can.
You have a limited time to do it before you go to jail. But you can do it.
You can do whatever you want.
I don't suggest it, though. And kids, let's be safe and use words.
Use your words.
Not your hands.
Use your words, not your penis.
I'm looking at the cover of this album. It's a great cover. There's some very pretty girls on it.
We continued our theme of two girls on the front of our records.
Oh, is there two girls on the cover of all your records?
Yeah, dude. Not all.
Oh.
The last two,
okay.
We've had two girls on there because we want to celebrate what we love.
All you can eat
two
had
girls.
A bunch of girls.
Yeah, well, I'm talking about two.
A minimum of two, though.
There was definitely
okay, so just...
But there's a minimum of one. I think every Steel Panther album has had a girl on the
except
cover.
Except for the first one.
Except the first one, no girls.
The first
was that
one,
you guys on the cover?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's why it didn't sell.
No, it sold.
Wow.
Nobody wants to sell.
No, Niels Lozauer shot that.
Niels Lozauer.
Yeah, remember that?
I love the days of you talking about rock and roll being fun times. Even the photographers were rock stars.
He was awesome.
That's cool.
Right?
Dude. That's cool.
I always
who
dreamed
does
about
that now?
Nobody. Niels Lozauer and Mark Weiss.
Weiss guy Weiss.
Yeah.
And
Ross Halfen.
Ross Halfen.
Those guys were rock stars.
Sure. Ross shot us, right? He shot us in England.
Kind of looks like Lars Ulrich a little bit, doesn't he? Yeah.
That's a great point.
Yeah. Everyone that was grew up in the 80s knows those three names and knows the photographers.
It was a decadent time.
Right?
Let's just say that.
It was the best.
Yeah. But you guys are bringing it, I'm going to say bringing it back, because the success you've had is the fun of rock and roll. But if you look at rock and roll now, there's a lot of bands that have the same vibe. Obviously, you guys take it to one side of the coin, but that's why Fozzy's Steel Panther was a great bill. Or you're talking about Hailstorm or Greta Van Fleet, or there's a lot of kind of fun, just rock and roll bands, which I think that's a good sign.
Yeah, me too. And, you know, I was on Spotify because I'm a subscriber to it.
Mm-hmm.
And when a record came out, I realized there's a lot of playlists mm-hmm. that are, they will say, similar to Steel Panther.
Right.
And you listen to it, and there's a lot of metal bands.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of metal bands. I implore people to just check out your Spotify. And not all of them get airplay, so you don't get to hear them. And there's a lot of great bands in there.
Have you guys heard the Struts?
Yeah. Oh, my God. I've been talking about them for years.
Great band, yeah.
Dude, you know,
I wanted them to tour with us when they first came out.
They got too big, too fast.
Too big, too fast, yeah.
No, that's not what happened.
Oh, they didn't.
They
weren't. Tell.
They were. I reached out to our manager at the time, who was Paul Garrett from the band Extreme. Remember the song More Than Words?
He was not on that.
No. And he reached out to the promoter, and the promoter said, look, man, they're a great band, but they're just not developed enough in the UK yet. So it wouldn't be a good fit.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. And now they're arena band.
Yeah, now they're,
I'll tell you what. Speaking of new songs, The Darkness.
Oh, another great band.
They are a great band. And they have a new song.
Is it called Rock and Roll is Dead?
Deserves to Die.
Deserves to Die, right.
It's cool, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like it's not your traditional like formulaic rock.
Mm-hmm.
It's creative. It's bitching. Go check it out.
When you think of you're talking about the 90s and grunge and then going into whatever it's called new metal or Darkness basically brought back the guitar solo when that song, I Believe in a Thing Called Love,
yep.
It had three guitar solos in it. Yep. They went over the top to like, no guitar solos, we'll put three in. So you gotta, you know, they've been doing this and waving the flag for a long time. And a lot like Panther, well, people don't know for sure if it was serious or not at first because of what he wears and the cat suits and all that sort of stuff.
It's a fun band. Yeah. They're a great, fun rock and roll band. And I think that, you know, Fozzy, Steel Panther, The Darkness, The Struts, I think that there's this wave of
mm-hmm.
anti-serious and anti-heavy emotion bullshit, and you know it's crazy out there. And
you look at any of those guys, even your band, right?
Mm-hmm.
You look at them on stage and they don't look like they could get off stage, put a green apron on and serve you coffee.
right
They look like they're doing a show.
That's a great point.
And there's a big difference to that, you know. I mean, there's a lot of great bands out there, don't get me wrong.
Yeah,
everybody has their own taste. Me personally, I like to be wowed. I like to see.
You like rock and roll.
I like rock and roll.
Rock and roll stuff.
I
like
that.
Yeah.
I like the show.
I used to laugh when people would say, and even to this day, you know, AC/DC, like, they look like they just walked in off the street. I'm like, no, I know you're wrong, because they have the number one gimmick in the history of rock and roll in Angus Young on stage.
Schoolboy.
And the singer, everyone knows, oh, he's the guy with a hat.
Yep.
So, yeah, other guys in the back don't really dress up, but they still change their T-shirt before they go on and put it off. But even the AC/DC has a huge gimmick and look, and they're rock stars for that band. They look like a band.
They are characters.
Yeah, characters,
they
right.
They are these iconic, identifiable. If you saw a picture of them, you wouldn't need to listen to their music. You'd go, that's AC/DC.
Yes.
You can identify them right away.
Right. You see a bunch of other bands now, you can't identify. Like, once again, huge bands, but I don't know what Breaking Benjamin looks like.
I don't either. And they're really good.
And they're huge.
Yeah.
Benjamin could come in and try and break me. I wouldn't even know who it was.
I don't think you'd be broken by Benjamin.
I'm not sure. Unbroken by Benjamin.
You're pretty unbreakable right now, bro.
Unbroken by Benjamin.
You know, I got a funny fact for you that might interest you. So
I'm going to eat your orange.
Oh, jeez.
What if I wanted it?
You don't.
Okay.
God,
jeez. He really is kind of a bully drummer.
Yeah, he is a bully.
He's kind of like Larry Mullen Jr. in U2. I heard that he runs U2. Did you hear that?
I did not hear that. Well, I don't want to interrupt your story.
Yeah, thank you.
Go ahead.
He's a bully.
Larry Mullen Jr.
He's a bully.
Okay, yeah.
And he's super sensitive. So right. He'll bully, and when you tell him,
oh,
stop bullying.
Shut up.
See?
He could dish it out, but he can't take it.
I was going to tell you that the singer from The Darkness sang on a record. I don't know if you know that.
I
Our
didn't.
Very first record, he sang on a song called Party All Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Justin.
And he came out and jammed with us at our very first show in London.
Mm.
And we did Party All Day and I Believe in a Thing Called Love.
Oh.
And that was 12 years? 12 years?
Yeah.
Oh, my
God. That was at Club 229.
229,
yeah. Wow.
And we sold it out and it was killer. He came to Manchester with us. He like, he just, and then he flew from there over the pond and came to, flew with us to Vegas and did the show with us there too as well.
That's great.
Really fun. Yeah, it's great. He's a great dude.
When we played a festival with him in Wales, like Hard Rock Hell or something like that, and we were on right before them and kind of struck up. I had him on my podcast, but just on the phone. So we had a little bit of a camaraderie. And he asked me if I wanted to carry him through the crowd on my shoulders yeah. as he plays guitar. He like, does like the Let There Be Rock thing, but he walks through the crowd, just wicked souls. And it's in a big beer hall. So it's not an arena. It's like a, you know, it's a hall. It's a community center, basically, yeah. is what it is. And dude, I was walking and I decided to go to the bar for a drink. And as I'm walking, there's like a low hanging ceiling as you get to the bar. And fuck, dude, I walked him right into that damn thing. He's like,
God.
So you hear this like, oh, and he almost falls, but of course I steady him. He's like, my fucking head, mate.
Damn it.
Oh, that's comedy. Right.
And he's tall, too.
Yeah, he is, but I didn't know. I was like, oh, I need a drink. Must have drink. Bonk. Boom. So great, though, that there's bands like this and,
yeah.
And you guys. And also, too, I wanted to bring up with the cover, if you look closely, flying on a giant eagle, Steel yeah. Panther.
Yes. Well, we did that because it's not widely known that we ride eagles.
Yeah, well, where did you find a giant eagle? Where do they live?
In Greenland.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no, people don't know that. There's no? giant bald eagles in Greenland.
Yeah.
And we have taken it upon ourselves to go out to Greenland, tame a couple,
mm-hmm.
throw saddles on those motherfuckers, mm. and ride hard.
Wow.
Yeah, it's what we do.
It's like dragons in Game of Thrones.
But different. These just don't breathe fire.
Oh.
They have huge talons,
right.
and they're hard to shoot arrows through because their feathers are really tough.
Ah, okay.
But we can do it.
What do they eat?
Giant worms.
That's what I was hoping you're gonna say.
Yeah,
giant worms.
Giant worms. Well, yeah. That's people don't know, dude. For some reason, shit grows really big in Greenland.
Because mm-hmm. green is
except their economy.
Well, and that's what you're trying to help them with the giant eagles. When yeah. you let people know there's giant bald eagles, mm-hmm. there, tourists are gonna be streaming to Greenland.
Man. Now
after
they know.
This podcast.
Now well, they. No, yeah. And we're going to set up a petting zoo for the giant eagles, and you can come out and actually get on the back of it like you can get on a little mini donkey.
Ah, uh-huh. That's great.
So, yeah.
That's cool. And you can see the giant eggs that they're hatched from?
No, they're little eggs.
Whoa, the
eggs are small.
That's the tricky part.
Ah.
They're little, tiny, regular-sized eggs, but they lay thousands of them because
right.
they don't survive. It's Greenland. Gotcha.
Got, sure.
You know what
Have
I'm
you
saying?
Ever bought those right. like little like egg things? Mm. And then you crack it open and you put it in water and wait for like a day and a half and mm-hmm. it gets really big.
A big sponge.
That's the same.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Concept.
How about the eggs that you break open and there's a little toy inside?
Those are fun too.
I like those, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah, those are fun. Little get little cool. little yeah. bikes.
Tell me you know what eggs I don't like?
What?
The ones that make chicks pregnant.
Ooh.
Because
oh, from the fallopian tube.
Yes.
Oh.
Those eggs are dangerous, dude.
Gotcha.
Like one time during the month. It's like 4 or 5 days, I think it is.
Yeah.
You got to really be careful.
Yeah, be careful. Yeah.
And most girls will tell you, I'm ovulating, you know, just out of courtesy.
Just right. give them a wrong phone number, then you're fine.
Well, that's the thing about social media. They
in this day and age, just, yeah, just at
what?
Sticks and you're done. You can't get away with that stuff anymore.
Yeah.
Dude, I do it all the time.
Okay.
They're like, what's your phone number? Can I get it? I'm like, yeah, sure. It's 555-443. And then I change the last number.
What if she dials it at that point in time? They're like, okay, I'll hit you up. And it,
I say it's to my other phone that's on the tour bus.
See,
he's got a burner, dude.
That's yeah,
a
good dude. One. A I'm like, I'm like, oh. She's like, why isn't your phone ringing? I'm like, oh, it's my other phone.
I got two phones
on the bus.
One business, one pleasure.
Right, yeah, that's my pleasure one.
Yeah,
I can't give you my business phone. I don't want to
pleasure phone. That's the new album.
I can see the cover of that, too.
This is like being at an old folks home.
It really is. Mm-hmm. Like gangbang.
Tell me about Larry Mullen Jr.
So apparently he runs U2.
For
really
real?
He calls the shots. So like he's the guy behind the scenes that says what tours are going to do. I guess when they did that giant
360 tour?
360 with the claw. Now, of course, this is all hearsay, but they made no money on that tour because the stage was so big and they had to have two of them because they had to set up in one town. So the only money that they made was the last gig, which I think was like at Pasadena Stadium. So whatever they made for that show,
paid for the tour,
was their payoff.
Amazing.
So they did like 50 shows and the last one, if they made 10 million or whatever, here's what you guys get. And after that, he said, we're never doing this type of a stadium tour ever again.
Why would you even suggest it.
Yeah, it's just a big money loser. Yeah. We did it for the spectacle. So I've heard a lot of stuff.
Interesting.
Same like Malcolm was the guy who ran AC/DC.
Yeah.
You know, it's never, you always think it's the singer.
Yeah.
Which, you know, we know.
Yeah. It's not true.
That's not true.
Yeah, so yeah. far from true.
Hey, we have a lot of responsibilities being a singer.
Yeah.
We're the vocal part of the band.
Yeah.
Everybody sees us first.
Mm-hmm.
They hear us first.
Right.
We're the words. We deliver the words to the audience.
Is this where I leave? Is you guys going to jerk each other off right
everything.
Now?
Everything.
Well, I mean, you just go ask the door when Richard comes back.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
Hello.
How are you?
But, you know, yeah, it could happen that way.
Talking about your new record here, there's a lot of
words.
Words. A lot of words.
And we put all the lyrics in it this time.
How do you memorize all these words?
You don't.
Like, it's like Rhyme of the Ancient Mariner type stuff here. That's an Iron Maiden song, by the way.
Well, I mean, really, I don't want to sound dickish. But you guys kind of have one job.
What?
Remember some words.
It's not just one
job.
That's
really it.
But you have to remember them in key.
And no, when you forget the words, though, during the show, that's the part where I'm back there playing the drums.
Hold on a second.
Figuring some
shit
out.
Hold on. Let's just
clear
some shit up.
Okay. Let's do this.
For real.
This is it here. It's been a long time coming.
Yeah,
it is.
And once again, you knew we were going to talk about this. You approved this. Yeah.
No, for real. He does this shit all the time. And it's in interviews with me.
It's starting to piss you off.
It's just annoying.
What?
You telling me that all I got to do is one job and remember words? Because that's fucking not true. I sing my ass off. And
what do you,
you know,
sing?
When I have
what do
injuries,
you sing? What do you say when you're singing? What?
I just did a whole tour with two double hernias.
But what are you doing when you're singing? What are you saying?
I can't even talk right now because I have so much like anger.
But you don't have to remember words right now.
I have to remember what I want to say to you so it doesn't break the band up.
Wow.
God damn it, annoying, dude. It's like every time. Oh, one job, just sing the lyrics.
Chris,
you understand.
I mean, totally understand.
What's
your guitar player jumps around, oh, all of a sudden he's a singer. That's not how it works.
What is your multiple faceted job?
First of all, you don't even
Just go with a list.
Let's start at the top.
List.
Okay.
One.
Hair coloring.
What about words?
What?
What about words?
We're not even to the words
yet.
Yeah.
Okay, hair coloring.
Yeah.
Got it. Super important.
Botox.
Two, Botox.
Uh-huh.
Hiking to stay in shape for stage.
Hiking.
Yoga.
Yoga.
Costuming.
Because you do yoga.
I do yoga.
Sure.
You guys see me do dog down days or whatever.
All right,
don't do this.
No,
hold on. Don't ignore me. Listen to hear me out.
Okay.
Oh, I'm listening.
Okay. We got this.
That's just five things right there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're basically cosmetic. You got to look great.
Well, dude,
you're the singer.
A drummer. No one even sees him.
No one looks
him.
Back at the drummer.
He's not like, he'll look in the mirror and go, should I shave? And I'm like, I got to tell you to shave.
Right.
And Satchel comes up wearing the wrong color headband with his eye. Like, dude, you can't wear that.
Right.
You know, Lexi's doing hours and hours of prep.
Yeah.
And these guys just run on stage in the same old shit they've been wearing since 2012.
Right.
And my outfits are completely different every year.
Mm-hmm.
And every tour cycle.
Are you sure about sure?
Yeah, dude.
Okay, I'd like to get some pictures out, maybe.
All right,
we can check
all right.
Pants tour to tour. Yeah.
Yeah. That might be good because I think you've been wearing the same pair of camo shorts.
Yeah,
like,
they're new.
I know that. And maybe even the same shirt, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
You like the Arcade Fire?
It's archaic.
Okay.
But you know, another thing, too, I want to get his back to the same time because I want to build a good sandwich with him.
Okay.
So the meat of the subject is a singer only has to remember words. Yeah. That's me. Let's just go to the top on the bun. Okay. He's a drummer.
Right.
So second in line, he exerts the most energy in the band.
And he has to always be right.
He's always got
to
be right.
He has to be right. Because if you fuck up a note or a guitar player, if you fuck up a beat, everyone notices it.
Right.
There's no, you can't fake, you can't slide into a snare drum hit.
Right.
You can't go.
Yeah.
Right.
And same with vocals. And I can't mumble through a kick drum pattern.
Mm. I can mumble through shit.
We know.
Because I can just hold a mic away.
But look who your hero is too, David Lee Roth.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Dave's thing.
The mumbler in charge.
Didn't even try and remember them anymore.
Right.
Harford teacher just says, hey, here I was sitting at the breakfast table.
I know.
Michael started a breakfast sandwich.
Wow. Just having a good time.
So yeah, so you don't even have to remember the words.
No, you don't, man.
You know,
and
you
that's
want to
the
try.
Beauty of Van Halen, you know.
Have you ever heard of the American rock band Van Halen?
you ever see that one where he was walking in the streets of Amsterdam in
1978? Yeah, dude.
Excuse me, sir. Have you ever heard of the American rock and roll band Van Halen? Some old Dutch guy's like, I'll click Liebenstein. Walks away.
You know, we follow the same oh, Instagram
yeah.
dude.
Yeah.
He's great.
I always thought it was the real Dave for a while, but it's not.
No,
it's,
here's awesome, a little story though. That people might not know.
Okay.
Oftentimes.
Mm-hmm. Are we done fighting, by the way?
I think so.
Okay, good.
Well, I mean,
Chris thinks so. I don't approve.
Okay. Well, you run the band.
We knew it was coming.
Well,
Sticks Mullen Jr. over here.
It makes me feel alive when we fight.
Yeah, good. Me too. Hey, man. Team members forever, dude.
Team members. Right on. Team members forever, bro.
It's funny. I almost broke up the band earlier. Yeah, did you hear that?
It was gnarly.
Wow. I was like, I might have something really big.
It's the cheese.
So
yeah. Oh, you're lactose intolerant.
It makes me angry.
Okay.
So it'll be 4 a.m. and I'll get up from my bunk and I'll go take a leak and I'll see the fucking Michael Starr's light on in his bunk,
right?
On tour. And I'm like, oh my God, this dude, he's doing one of three things. It's one of three things. He's jerking off. He's watching Game of Thrones.
Right.
Or he's watching Van Halen videos.
Right.
And about 98% of the time, I'm like, what are you doing, dude? He's like, I was watching Van Halen videos.
Check this out. I make him watch them too.
And I'm like, dude, how many Van Halen videos are out there that you can keep doing this? Not a lot. That he watches
There's not
over
a lot.
And over and over.
They found some new ones recently.
Yeah, last year there's been some new stuff from 78 and 79.
On Instagram, when you go to look something up, they have the videos on there. Yeah. There's a bunch of Van Halen ones. They just had a great one the other day of Bottoms Up.
Yeah,
where they were doing a little like a jam for about 2 minutes before. It's like a little shuffle thing, and
you guys
really
both
cool.
do this.
I watch a lot of Van Halen videos, but it's got to be from like 78 to 81, 82.
I'm not really into watching Sammy, although he's great at what he does.
Oh, by the way,
but David Lee Roth thing is my
name. Is this going to air?
Whenever your record comes out.
Copy that. Okay. Well, by that time, we are playing the Sammy Hagar's Festival.
Sammy Bash, whatever it's called.
Beach Bash.
That's great.
Yeah, dude.
Where's that at?
In Huntington Beach, California. It's going to be.
No, that's a guy right there,
dude,
who has done everything perfectly.
Let's just give Sammy kudos for
huge kudos
for kicking ass, being a killer singer.
Great singer.
He remembers the words.
Yeah,
all the
always,
time.
Yeah, he does.
Never forgets the words.
He does.
The Red Rocker never forgets.
Always in tune.
Every time.
No backing tracks.
Killer guitar player.
Okay, you guys. I don't
smoking,
mean to be a dick.
But... made Van Halen even bigger.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, God true. Damn.
Do we have to get into the Van Halen conversation again?
We did this one before.
Yeah. No.
That did was a huge
hit. He loves Van Halen, like, top to bottom, even with Sammy.
You know what?
And his favorite song is Summer Nights, right, by Sammy? You like that one?
No, it's not my favorite Van Halen song.
No, with Sammy.
Yeah, Summer Nights.
Yeah. Great.
It's a good song.
Yeah.
Did I send you that one of the Circle when they were doing Good Enough backstage?
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, so I thought I sent it to you guys. They were just warming up with Good Enough, with Bonham on drums and Michael Anthony playing bass and singing, and Sammy's just dancing. And I was like, do it on stage. Play Good Enough, please.
That's a motherfucker of a band.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a great band.
They're all so good, for real.
See, here's my thing with Van Halen, and when people often say, and I'll ask you guys this, who's the biggest American rock and roll band of all time? Ooh. Or biggest or best? You know what I mean?
When you say best, what do you mean?
Well, I mean, okay, so you go through, I would always
American
say,
band of all time.
Yeah, so it's Aerosmith, it's Kiss, it's Van Halen. I mean, you got to throw the Eagles in there. You know,
Do you?
Well, I mean, if you're just going rock and roll, then it's Aerosmith, Kiss, and Van Halen. Let's see. You might be able to add somebody into that, but let's just go with those three.
Okay.
My biggest problem with Van Halen is they just didn't do enough stuff.
Right.
They did. You know, they did.
They didn't do a lot, and they didn't do a lot internationally.
Right.
So when you
Great
factor
point.
In Kiss, and you talk about around the globe,
yeah,
I think that they're bigger than Aerosmith.
What about Bon Jovi?
Ooh, God, that's a tough one.
You know what
dude.
I mean?
That's tough.
What do you think?
I would think that Bon Jovi surpasses
Kiss.
All of them, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, not to say that he's a better.
No, I know.
Better at what he does, but
more,
definitely.
Globally more popular.
Oh, my
would
God.
You,
stadium shows.
What about Guns N' Roses?
Oh, GNR.
But once again, though, you're dealing with a band that's had a discography of like four albums.
Yeah, totally.
You know what I mean?
I guess, does it matter, though?
I guess not. And look at the Sex Pistols. They had one
album.
Yeah.
Everyone knows the Sex Pistols, but no one knows they've had one album. That's all they ever had.
Look at how many shirts Danzig sells.
Yeah.
How about the fact that they played the stadium, the same stadium that we're doing with Iron Maiden? Misfits played it.
I know.
I never knew they were that big.
They're, you know what?
No idea.
I don't know that they would be able to consistently do that. I think it was
a reunion.
It was a novelty reunion, one time, one shot only. We're going for it.
Right.
Unless I'm fucking way out of touch, I just can't see them doing it consistently.
Yeah, I agree. But, well, because once again, if you're going to go see them and you travel to LA or New York or whatever.
Right. In an event like that.
Yeah. But when you're talking about Van Halen, we love Van Halen, but from 78 to 84 and then 85 to 91, 92, I mean, you could throw Balance in there. So that's 94 and then nothing. Until The Different Kind of Truth came out in, what, 13?
Yeah,
I like it too. I think it's great. But that's like, dude, 15, 20 years in between.
But, you know, it really albums. Just depends on, I think it can be two tallied up two ways, subjectively or sales-wise, right,
mm-hmm. basically. Right, right, right.
So for me, Van Halen was a really big part of my life.
Yeah.
I really, but first
you're emotionally attached.
Mm-hmm. But first it was Van Halen, yeah, totally. Right. I mean, first it was Led Zeppelin.
Right.
That was the band. Mm. And then once, you know, John Bonham passed away and they stopped, Van Halen was the biggest band for me.
Mm-hmm. I think Van Halen, I think David Lee Roth, you know, he got a lot of his shit from Jim Dandy.
Mm-hmm.
But David Lee Roth was to me, because I wasn't a Jim Dandy, I didn't even know who he was. Mm-hmm. David Lee Roth was the prototype. Mm-hmm. He was the blueprint mm-hmm. for what do I want to see in a lead singer. That guy is making me happy.
Yep.
You know, and this is me just as a kid going, this guy is awesome. Mm-hmm. You know, and I remember feeling that for Van Halen. I never felt that with Aerosmith. I mean, Steven Tyler's a killer front man, killer singer.
Yeah, but they just kind of stand there. Yeah, Van Halen was like they were teeth rock.
Took you somewhere.
But the whole band did.
Yeah, like, yeah.
They were having fun while they were playing.
It was.
You could tell.
Yeah.
You know?
And honestly, that's, I think, what you guys try to do. I think that's what we try to do. You have fun on stage. We always say, you know, when we go out to go do a show, if we make sure that we have a good time with each other, the crowd is going to have a blast.
Oh, it's contagious.
It is, because if they see, if you go out there and you just phone that shit in, the crowd...
Or just be separate from each other,
it
too.
It sucked, yeah. And we try to give... You know, the crowd something to look at wherever they look on stage. It's important to all of us individually and collectively to give them something to see no matter where they look.
Right. And that's where my, you know, talents really shine, because I'm moving around a lot and not just remembering words, but I'm really exactly what you were just saying.
Yeah. Moving.
But I was more talking about other people, which is really illuminates the fact that I'm really good, because I can't even use my feet to get around.
I know.
I have to look cool sitting down, and I nail that shit.
Yeah, can we talk about health of the band right now?
The health of the band?
The health of the band. Sure. Everybody's totally healthy.
Okay, good to hear.
Styx has lost over 38 pounds.
42.
Damn, pounds. Dude, you can tell, too. It's amazing. And you weren't like or anything like that. You just lost all your water weight or whatever it was.
I lost a lot of weight.
And he's still hitting the drums just as hard as he was.
Right. Stronger than I was.
Yeah. Sure, probably more endurance too.
Yeah.
He plays just as good as he did before, but it's a different feel because the extra weight makes you kind of like not really...
Different balance.
Yeah, different everything.
Like if you now push it's him like too really, hard one way, he might like just fall over.
Right.
Too much weight.
Right into the pizza.
Yeah.
But now he, for real, dude, I watch you do fills and it's just like the attack is different. It looks different.
I'm a little more violent about it, I think, and I'm quicker.
Right. You seem like you're quicker.
Yeah, well.
Stealthier.
Yeah,
the endings of our first song, is it the first song or the second song?
Second.
On the show? Second song. I'm actually looking at doing this on stage like, is he still
going? Is everyone's like, bam,
he's still going.
Bam. Well, because I am more comfortable with how I look, so I'm down for more
confidence.
I'm down for more attention.
Yeah, you want that spotlight on you.
Yeah,
I think it's going to happen that they just put you at the front, like Don Henley.
Thank you, Chris.
And put Michael Starr behind you.
Finally,
I get a break.
Yeah, you know what? Then he's going to see what it looks like. Hair color.
Yeah,
hiking.
Yeah,
this motherfucker has never gone hiking.
Now he's all in shape and he knows what responsibilities I live with.
You're going to have to costuming is going to hairstyle.
Yeah,
you're going to see what it's like to be the front man.
You know what?
On a dark desert highway, he'd be playing like
cool
shit.
Wind in my hair.
You guys are awesome.
I think the long Eagles night last night. The Bald Eagles. That's where you guys got the idea from. Bald Eagles was no, the Eagles tribute band where everybody has different stages of baldness.
Whose idea was that?
Yeah, that's it. It was us, baby. Woo, woo. Good time. Heavy metal rules.
God damn, dude. I just walked into Singer Hell. Amazing.
I love doing interviews with Chris.
My favorite line of all was when we did the Van Halen one. It was two singers and two guitar players. And I go, oh, man, it's almost a super group. And Russ is like, well, no, it is a super group. Singers and guitar players. Who needs those other guys?
Oh, my
it's
God. Perfect. So
you guys.
Hey, all joking aside.
Okay, so the health is great. You got your drummer's lost 42 pounds.
Yeah. I just had a double hernia surgery.
Yeah.
That went really killer.
That's great.
I got tons of Vicodin and Oxys.
Good nice. For you.
And
you're webbing that shit.
I'm already kicked.
Webbing, yeah. Crushing and webbing.
Yeah, crushing
them. And Lexi, he's now flying to Krakow.
Oh, Poland.
He's going to Poland with some chick that he met that's buying him this huge house.
Yeah.
And, for real?
Yeah.
Right on.
Yes.
It's I've seen insane. That girl. That girl's really pretty too. She's got some cash.
Yeah, her grandfather.
She's pretty loaded.
Yeah. Yeah.
So hopefully that will.
He kicked his sex addiction.
Nope.
Oh,
because no, it was he tried.
Because that's why he's aforementioned Spider was in the band for a while.
Yeah, well, Spider is abstinent, so Spider doesn't.
Oh,
that was the one extreme, and then Lexi fucks everything.
Two sides of the coin.
Yeah. So we're trying to get
is,
in the middle.
The problem is when he starts drinking, is when it starts happening.
Gotcha.
So he's been trying to chill out on that and just do more blow.
Okay.
It makes you not right, hard. Right.
He's not webbing.
That's the boner killer.
He's railing.
No, he's rat-tailing.
Rat-tailing. Yeah. He's chasing that dragon and catching it and beating it up and chasing it some more.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And then he's going to get a facelift at the end of the month, so he should look killer.
Who is?
Lexi.
Okay, great. Yeah. Great.
And Satchel, he's... I just talked to
Satchel.
How's he doing?
Yesterday.
Yeah. It's weird he not being on tour, man.
I know, dude. He went to the doctor.
Okay.
And just for a full checkup.
Yep.
Killing it.
Platelet.
Nice. He got a full like thumbs up from the doc.
Right.
He sees a witch doctor.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Really? So he said he's cool.
How do you test for STDs from a witch doctor?
I don't know.
Peyote.
Is it?
Yeah. You got to do that vision, take peyote and go walk in the desert.
Let me ask you a question that might be totally off topic and I apologize, but just really quick. Do you have any experience or know anything about licking the toad? Like what Tyson did?
Well, this is I have a close friend in a very big band who did that recently and said you basically, you know, go to the other world.
Right.
And it said it changed his whole look on life.
Okay.
For real.
Hold on.
I'm telling you, dude. Wait. Tyson did it. Did you hear about it?
I just need you to explain to me what you're talking about.
Okay. So here's the thing.
There's a toad.
Let me explain it. So last year I had this guy on, his name is Josh Gates, and he does a show called Destination Truth, where he goes around and looks for mysterious things, whatever. So he did this thing where you basically, you don't lick a toad, but you get the poison off a certain toad. You take it and basically you go to
another dimension.
The afterlife.
Copy.
You know, and he said,
it's kind of like
all the shaman, all the shaman that did it, all the people that do it say, when you do this, this will happen. And he said when he did it, the exact thing that they all said would happened. And it was like I was there and whatever it was, you're going to end up in a blue room with, I don't know, with a sun on the wall. And he said, I was in the blue room with the sun on the wall. And I understood the whole meaning of life sort of thing. And that's what my friend did. Same thing. Saw the blue room with the sun on the wall or whatever it is. And said that you're completely terrified for a short period of time. And then you're completely enlightened. And he said, it feels like you're gone for like hours, but you're only gone for like minutes.
Yeah.
So it's some kind of, he said, when he came back, he's like, I'm not afraid of dying. I'm not afraid of the afterlife. I realize that nothing matters on earth but love. Very deep stuff you probably thought you weren't going to hear Steel Panther podcast.
Hey, no, really? It's been known to cure like depression,
anxieties,
bipolar stuff, that kind of thing.
A lot of mental issues.
Yeah.
We're not condoning it, obviously. I'm just telling you. I just wanted
what to, you heard.
I saw this thing on Mike Tyson, and he's doing really good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
Smoking weed all the time and happy as
well. He went from a 10-point story, and he went just from A to Z right there. You just did.
Yeah.
I saw Tyson, and
so
he's
Tyson's
doing good.
Doing really good. Yeah, dude. Cool. One job.
Well, let me just tell you something, man. I'll tell you what. Oh,
you
my God.
Remember the words from
that
one.
Yeah.
Well, I don't want to keep going on about Tyson, right. But he looked good. He gained a little weight.
Yeah.
You'll probably be bummed at it, but he's fine.
I'm not bummed.
He's happy. You like fat people?
I'm down with everybody.
Yeah, man. So all that matters is love. Is basically what we're thinking about here. So
that's what this record's about, dude.
Love.
It's about sharing, connecting, and
pussy.
Love.
And pussy. And that's what I mean. Gods of pussy.
Yes.
Another tune that I listen to.
Love song. Will you do me a favor?
Yeah.
Just recite the first few lyrics.
Sure. Did you write these words?
Satchel wrote those words.
Oh my gosh. I got the old guy. Sometimes.
Hold on.
Here, let me hook you up.
Get some glasses for Chris.
Might be better if you read them.
Nah, it's
just. I can read them.
Wow.
Oh, dude, game over.
Oh, my gosh.
Game over,
I just put these glasses on. I can see everything, man.
The real glasses.
You just changed your life.
Did you buy these at, like, right at Walgreens?
CVS or some shit, dude. Those are 1.5s, bro.
You put them on to read the menu, then Michael put them on.
I didn't put them on.
You put them on to make fun of them. Hey, four-eyed drummer.
Who can see and read?
Gods of pussy. This makes it such a difference. Oh, my goodness. Some
everybody, please welcome Chris Jericho reciting the lyrics of Gods of Pussy by Steel Panther.
I'm going to take a video of this so people can see me with my glasses on. There you go. Sometimes,
but I'd like you to read it like
you mean
real eloquently.
I just want you to see that this will be used for the social media push of this. I'm reading the lyrics with glasses. Sometimes it's hard when all the girls want to fuck you. So you fuck them once, but they just keep coming back.
Yeah.
And there's other girls, and your dick wants someone new, but the bitches you fucked before are cock blocking you.
Keep going, please.
Gods of pussy, putting our wangs into sweet poo tanks, making them gush in the back of the bus. Gods of pussy.
Thank you. That's Chris Jericho. That's
really good, man.
That's fucking great, dude. You know what? This just gave me a full fucking vision. I want to get Ben Kingsley to recite
dude, that'd be so great.
Steel Panther lyrics in a leather chair in front of a fire. Awesome.
How about Zebra Man? How'd you get the idea for the intro?
It's been an influence of ours since this came out.
Yeah. You know, Heavy Metal Parking Lot has been a part of heavy metal, and it really is.
Heavy Metal Parking Lot is a documentary from 86 or something like this.
From a Judas Priest Dokken show, right?
It's a Judas Priest Dokken show. Don Dokken.
Dominic Dokken.
That should have his name. Your name should be Dominic Dokken. Yeah, the parking lot, and it's all the fans just talking like we used to about heavy metal rules, dude.
Yeah. And so
Donna sucks.
This guy was wearing an all zebra outfit, and his zebra spandex shirt, zebra spandex pants, and he's got a nice little buzz on, and he's
16 or 17.
Yeah, and this chick comes up to him. She's interviewing people, and she goes, the best part of it to me is she asks him a question. She goes, so what's your philosophy on life? Philosophy. And he doesn't, he goes, his answer is, it sucks shit, which really sets the tone for this diatribe that he goes on and he talks about how hard heavy metal rules, Madonna being a dick. Yeah. And
he literally says that Madonna's a dick.
Yeah,
too.
Madonna, she's a dick. And it's so passionate, and his love for heavy metal is so great that we wanted to honor it. I mean, with an album title like Heavy Metal Rules, if you don't have Zebra Man opening your record, you're fucking up. You know what I mean?
Oh my goodness! I was actually a little disappointed. I love it, but I was hoping there'd be a song called "Zebra Man" for some reason.
Oh, that'd be cool.
But just to let you know, Satchel's outfit on our first record, "Feel the Steel," he's wearing a Zebra Man.
You know, somewhere you're going to be playing on this tour, and somebody, if he's still with us, is going to come up to you and say, "Hey, man,
that's me.
I'm the Zebra Man."
Dude, I've seen an interview recently of him, and I think he's kind of trying to distance himself from it.
Oh
yeah, I don't think he's super proud.
Who the hell's gonna know that he's Zebra Man?
I know.
Unless he tells people.
I want him to show up in the full zebra outfit, dude.
Dude, how about this? Put him on the list with Charlize Theron every night. No,
that's a good idea.
I should shut up. Yeah,
not so, my guest list.
All right,
I'll put him on mine, dude.
Okay,
Sticks Mullen Jr.
Sticks Mullen Jr.
All right, as we wind down here.
God, is it already that time?
It's been 2 hours.
It's been, it's been over an hour.
Really?
Whoa. Yeah.
That's when you know it's great.
Yeah, this is the way it is with us, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure Kevin Chiaramonte, your publicist, will...
K-Char.
K-Char.
We call him K-Char.
Shoot me, because we've talked about Heavy Metal Rules for... Well, we talked about it. We didn't talk all about
it. You recited lyrics.
We did. I recited lyrics.
So, hey, the record comes out on the 27th of September.
Yep.
It's probably already out by now, but man, hopefully everybody digs it. It's a really... We put a lot of work into this record.
This is my favorite record that we've put out, and I love all our records, but this collection of songs is, there's some special shit on there.
But every band has to say that.
No, you don't have to say that, and I've never said that.
Really?
Ever.
You kind of jumped on me there,
man. I know,
because people say that. They go, oh, you're just saying that, and it's important to me. I want
a band one time to go, you know what, this is like...
This is the third favorite record.
This is the worst thing we've ever done.
Yes, dude, that's your new fucking promo. This is the worst shit we've ever done. Hopefully you guys... Like
honestly, it's the worst thing I've ever done.
Yeah, man, there's a lot of drama that went on with this record. I mean, I had some drama and Lexi had drama. We had to put off the recording. It got deleted.
Deleted?
Yeah, the whole file got deleted.
What, the whole record on it?
The mix, yeah, because we just like were transferring it over to send the stems to Jay.
I think you told me about this.
Yep.
I thought you were joking. Would you push the wrong button?
No, it was Lexi's responsibility to send it over, and he f***ed it up.
Another
like reason why he went to rehab.
Gotcha.
So anyways.
That's a big part of it.
Yeah, big part of it. So anyways, you know, and then we had to push back the record. Then I had some stuff to deal with my voice. And then we had to re-record everything I sang because my voice was screwed up from
the
tour.
No kidding.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I like a little note on it.
It's like Chinese democracy here.
Yeah, I had a node cut off.
Oh, wow.
So if you're a singer out there, get your voice checked.
Mm. We actually
rescheduled. I didn't know I had it.
We rescheduled shows. We had to like retool the whole thing. And I don't know how much people realize what goes into putting a record out, but you don't just make a record and go, cool, we have a picture and we have this record we're going to put. You have like there's a lot of things you need to do to set up the release of a record. And when you have a plan and then all of a sudden health shit gets in the way and you have to fucking retool the whole plan, it's a lot of work.
Well, I'm just to see what record label are you guys on?
We are our own.
Oh, well, there you go. But even so, if you're on your own or whatever it is,
you have to have
advertising, street date,
dude. You have
ship
to have
date,
marketing team,
Yeah,
every shit just does. You don't get to just go, cool, the record's ready, come get it out of our trunk.
Yeah,
not when you're releasing
it. The record's
globally.
Ready. Let's put it out in 3 weeks.
No,
it doesn't work that way.
Yeah. No. Wait, there's target dates that you got to hit to have packaging done.
There's target dates you got to hit to get into Target.
There's target dates.
Right.
Those are
real big ones.
It's really funny because I think this is the first record that we've put out that came out on the almost on the time that we planned on it coming out. Pretty
even though
relatively closer than normal. Yeah.
Wow.
So I guess maybe that's why I feel that way about this record.
Oh, dude, I've sang those songs. Dude, I sang those songs like 3 or 4 times, like recorded them.
Wow.
3 or 4 times.
Like three different full versions.
Yeah, in the studio singing the song, you know?
Yeah.
And
because you probably just sing them all in one take anyways, but
no, man. Line by line, dude. Word by word.
Word by word.
I just want to tell you this. But I had the surgery for my vocal cord and I had basically a callus just cut off. It's just from touring
rock
and
roll,
singing and being older, right? So he cut it out and I haven't had this type of range in years. And so I was able to sing, I feel, some of my best work.
I agree with you,
record.
Dude. So his throat got a facelift.
Yeah, totally.
A throat lift, yeah.
Yeah, I had to pay for my throat to get fixed, and I'd rather have a facelift than lip sync.
You can't have too many more facelifts, though. You're getting up there.
Yeah, you're limited.
This should be like a punch card at Subway. You get 10, the next one's free.
Yeah.
Just follow the lead of Mick Jagger.
No facelift there.
Just catcher's mitt.
Yeah. That's funny, guys. I'll tell you what, though. I saw the Stones a couple weeks ago.
And I saw you see the Stones.
How was it? Amazing.
Yeah.
And not for an old guy. The guy's still, besides Roth in his prime, Mick is still the best frontman of all time.
He's born to do it. Just born to do it.
He's born to do it, and he's been doing it since he was a teenager. Like, how can you do that? Because that's what you do. You guys will be doing it. We'll be doing it because we've been doing this for so long. And as the Stones push the age limit back,
all of us can follow in their footsteps.
Absolutely.
You know, Charlie Watts at 78, he looks like a ventriloquist dummy, but he never missed one beat. Not dude, one. Not one.
He,
78.
I heard that he just like wanted to stop a while ago. Is that, did you ever hear that?
Yeah.
I heard that he was just like over it, and they're like, nope, Charlie, you're going to rock.
It's
for life, bro. Yeah.
If he stepped out of the band, I mean, there's dozens of guys you could get to fill in for him.
I'd do it.
Well, I don't know if you could. Can you go 1, 2, 3, up, 1, 2, 3,
I can.
Up, 1, 2, 3, up.
I can. I've been practicing my brown sugar.
You should, man. Hey, because when Michael Starr gets the Van Halen gig, you're going to need to play somewhere.
Dude, if I don't get the Van Halen gig soon, it's not going to be a Van Halen to go to.
I know.
It's like, come on.
Yeah.
Dude. Are you going to call me?
I mean, you got to call
you. Are you serious?
Soon.
Yeah. What? Don't you want to be in Van Halen for like one tour and then come back?
No, I don't.
It would be so fun.
I think it would be
just go remember just the words for them.
Yeah, you.
And then you get in trouble because no one ever remembered the words in Van Halen.
They're like, you're singing too many words.
Oh, my God.
God, dude.
It'd be rad, though.
I would, you know
we
what
could
I would
open
do?
Open up for them. You guys could open up for me.
Who would sing for us?
Really?
I'll sing.
Is this singer shift?
There you go.
Are we doing that?
Yeah,
that's great.
For, yeah.
Who's going to sing for Fozzy?
See, he doesn't like that.
No,
no, it'd sound good.
Yeah.
I was thinking that I would sing.
He's
Panther.
Got a killer memory, dude.
Hold on. And then you guys would open up for my band, Van Halen.
Uh-huh.
You know? And that'd be killer.
Okay.
Okay, so wait. So you're in Van Halen.
And Fozzy, too.
I'm the singer of Steel Panther. Right. And then who sings for Fozzy? Spider.
Oh, no. He's the bass player.
Yeah, he can't sing.
You got to get the singer for the Struts.
Luke.
Yep.
He won't sing for you.
But then here's what happens. But then the Struts join the tour. Who sings for the Struts?
Well, it's
and
not
so
a,
on and so
I
on.
I know.
So
but,
it's getting very biblical.
That's what you're creating. You're creating problems by joining
Van
Halen.
The problem is you're not hearing me. And that's like an ongoing thing in our relationship.
What?
He just needs to go to therapy.
What?
What'd you say?
It's not just listening, Sticks. It's hearing him.
I don't want to be a Van Halen.
Pops it in, he'll tell you that.
Yeah. I don't want to be in Van Halen.
Squirts it in your nose.
I just want to be like.
I don't want you to be in Van Halen, dude. I want you all for myself.
I just want to like sing one
show.
One show with them.
How about that?
One show at the Forum.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like if Dave got sick.
It'd be like Queen plus Adam Lambert. This would say Van Halen plus
Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
Queen with Adam Sandler.
That would be great.
Fat bottom girls. Rock and roll go around.
All right. Queen with Adam Lambert.
Van Halen with Michael Starr.
With Michael Starr.
That's how you would list it. And
that,
people would go.
Is that okay?
I would go to that. I would go support you.
I would
you.
Go to that. And you could sing both guys. You could sing Sammy stuff, right?
Yeah, but I wouldn't.
Well, you'd have to. That's the rule.
Then I would.
Okay.
Then I would.
Okay, here's the deal. You have to do a couple Sammy songs, and one of them is Dreams.
Well, Dreams is his highest song.
I know.
So that's not cool.
Well, that's the rule.
But
though.
I can totally do it.
And especially now since you got your throat lift.
Yeah, that shit. He sings like a fucking bird now.
He soars like...
Yeah, you sound great.
I got it.
Do it again.
Higher and higher.
You're really nailing
is that flat?
It. Yeah, no. It's
higher and higher, straight up.
You guys are both so good.
Higher and higher, straight up will fly. Oh my God, I don't know if I can sing that song. I just had a principle.
You just lost the gig.
That's the rule.
What?
That was it.
Sorry, man. So Ralph, Michael's not going to be there.
Oh, no, it's what we're fine.
All right, that's not bad. Last question for you. What is your favorite song on the new album, Heavy Metal
crap,
Rules?
Crap,
dude,
bro.
That question, seriously,
sucks. Sucks a bag of dicks.
Yeah,
Chris.
It's one of those questions that
a big bag of dicks.
It's one of those questions where you can't really win.
Okay,
it's like asking, "What's your favorite city to play?" Oh, I fucking love Cologne, Germany. What about Berlin? I love Berlin too when I'm in Berlin.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like
my favorite song on this record.
What do you say?
I'm not your bitch.
Mm.
That's my favorite song on this record.
Great delivery on that too. Sound like smooth jazz.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I would say for me, I have, I really have a connection with God's a Pussy.
Mm-hmm.
And second would be Heavy Metal Rules for me.
Mm-hmm. Which is not what I was expecting. It's like a heavier, chuggy song.
Yeah.
I thought it'd be like a...
That's what throwing you curveballs.
Throwing me a curveball, yeah. I like it.
We didn't realize it would throw curveballs until we put it all together. But
yeah.
I think... God, I can't wait to do God's a Pussy live.
You know, and also too, the single of All I Want to Do Is... with myself tonight in brackets, which is great because it takes away from being like barbaric to like funny.
Yeah.
But that chorus, you're going to have 2,000 people chanting.
Dude.
People love it.
Were we Budapest?
Yeah. Everyone likes to say fuck.
Of course.
Yeah, Budapest.
We were in Budapest. We've never played in Hungary before. We played that song like the week it came out. Everybody's going, fuck, fuck. It's awesome.
My favorite, one of my favorite parts is in the video for Always Gonna Be a Ho, when there's a breakdown, you guys have the Queen Bohemian Rhapsody four-part harmony. That's going to be fun for you guys to do.
Yeah, it's cool, man.
You'll all be out of tune, but it'll be fun to attempt it.
I mean, it could be on track.
You're going to be right on track to get it.
Yes.
One job.
Yeah.
One job.
One.
See, that's where he forgets. It's singing, lip syncing, dancing, moving, running, jumping. Costume, keeping these guys in line,
you know? Hair coloring,
blocking.
Michael Mullen Jr.
You know, drummers are really blocking is a big deal for him.
It is.
I used to put my mic stand in front of him, and he would lose.
We had conversations. So we've had conversations about a couple of things. You want to know the real shit?
Yeah.
Here's the real shit. He used to play in bands with pussy ass drummers.
Whoa, whoa, whoa!
I'm sure. I don't know them personally, but he used to hang his clothes on the drum set, and I'm like. No, bitch.
You didn't say bitch.
In my mind, I said
it. But you didn't say it to my face.
But I said, dude, I don't like that.
Yeah.
And he's like, and he got offended because.
I've been hanging shit on the drummers. Like,
yeah.
You know, yeah.
So, like, and I'm thinking to myself,
dude. Who the hell are you to tell me I can't hang my shit?
Yeah. Like, and I'm thinking, this is shit that I bought. I paid for this shit and you're using it as a clothes rack. I'm not down with it.
Yeah.
Plus, it covers up.
It was, it's
you know what I'm going to do?
Disrespectful.
I'm going to bring the wardrobe hanger thing and just put it in front of you and hang my clothes.
That'd be a great show. People would love it. No, so we had that conversation a long time ago.
Yeah.
And then what was the second?
Mic stand.
Oh, the mic stand, dude. He would, because, you know, in the beginning, I'd be on a low riser or the floor or whatever, and the mic stand would be right in front of me, and I'd be playing just behind
I just would set it and then go off and sing.
And I'd be sitting behind this little pole going, and getting mad.
It's throwing you off, yeah.
Totally. So I'm like, dude, do you mind like setting it to the side 3 feet? And his first reaction is like, yeah, I guess, yeah. Okay, I'm like, dude, it's just right there.
There's a little thing, I had that with Rich in the early days. Some solo right before the solo was a big scream. And live, I would just hold it for like, you know, typical over-singing singer. Right. I got the big scream going. After about 3 or 4 times, he came over and said, hey, if you don't stop screaming during my guitar solo, I'm going to come Al Kabong you. Can hit you over the head with the guitar. I'm playing the solo. Don't fucking scream over it.
Amazing.
Got it. And I'm like, okay, sorry, dude.
Yeah, I think sometimes, I mean, look, at certain points, everybody in a band needs to be reminded about shit that they're doing. Because you're married to other dudes.
Yeah, what position you're playing. Stay in your lane. Right. Let everybody be a professional.
You know? That's why I have duct tape so people know where they can't go.
Right, which is basically, I've seen it most of the stage.
Right.
Yeah, and we're also not allowed to look at him in the eyes.
Right.
Unless he points to us with his left hand, then we're good to go. It's green light.
You can look at his hand, but not at his eyes.
No, that's the eyes.
No, that's the eyes.
Oh.
But once the hand goes away, head down.
Well, I haven't looked him in the eyes once in the podcast. That was in
Give him the left hand, dude.
That was, oh, thanks, dude.
Okay, now look away. It's gone.
You know what he really loves? And I know we got to wrap it up, but I just want to just say this one thing. He loves when I come around and get sticks from his bag, the new ones, and just start jamming on the drums. Right.
Yeah, that's fun. And you know what else I love?
It's hitting the cymbals.
I love when you hit the cymbals, but more than that, I love when guys in the band come take drumsticks and then throw them to the audience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Great, because they're free.
Because they're free, right.
Yeah, because they don't cost money.
You don't need them.
Just take the drums and do it.
Yeah, you got 12 sticks and everybody eating for the whole thing.
It's awesome.
Heavy Metal Rules. All right, Heavy Metal Rules, the new Steel Panther album is available now. Get it wherever you buy or stream music, and go see Michael and Styx and the other cats, Lexi and what's his name, Satchel. Go see them on tour. The Heavy Metal Rules tour starts tomorrow night, Saturday, October 5th at the Las Vegas Event Center in downtown Vegas. Huge show for them. They got dates scheduled through September. Get your tickets now at steelpantherrocks.com. Great new record and such a fun band to see. Go check them out. And check yourself out on the waiting list for Chris Jericho's Rock and Wrestling Rage at Sea Part 2. We set sail January 20th. And remember, we are completely sold out. There's no more cabins left. So get on the wait list. It's your only chance to come hang with us. Chris Jericho, Fozzy, AEW, MVP, so many people. Jake the Snake Roberts. Fluffy is the guest host. Craig Gass is hilarious. Vicky Guerrero, Chavo Guerrero, Shaw Guerrero. The Vaudettes are going to be doing some great burlesque dancing. Jack Slade, Conrad Thompson, Red Cup Jeff. Fozzy's playing Nowhere to Run is now our fifth consecutive top 30 single, thanks to all of you. Farewell to Fear, Rubik's Cube, Killer Queens, The Dave Spivak Project, Jared James Nichols, Light the Torch. Like I said, the whole AEW crew, the Bucks, Kenny, Cody, Brandy, Hangman, Moxley, Luchasaurus, Jungle Boy, Nyla Rose, Penelope Ford, Guevara, Private Party. DDP is going to be there. Beyond the Darkness will be telling you ghost stories. We're all sold out, but you can get on the waiting list at ChrisJerichoCruise.com. And if you go on the Jericho Cruise, if you're booked on the sold-out Jericho Cruise, you're going to be seeing one of my all-time favorite bands right out of Regina, Saskatchewan, via Winnipeg. In 1986, they were the band. They're called Kick-Axe. They toured with Judas Priest, Whitesnake, Metallica, Quiet Riot, Scorpions, Triumph. You might be wondering, if you saw Kick-Axe on the list of the talent on the Jericho Cruise, who are they? Well, if you don't know, go listen to the Kick-Axe album Vices, one of the best albums from the 80s you'll ever hear. Five-part harmonies, just great Kick-Axe rock and roll. And Kick-Axe will be on the Jericho Cruise, and they're going to be here to tell their story, the trials and tribulations, the virtue and vices of Kick-Axe, a rock and roll true story, here on Wednesday. If you like 80s rock and roll, if you like Talk is Jericho, you're going to like this this show. So have a great weekend. In the meantime and in between time, stay hard, stay hungry. Peace, love, and hugs, and a big yeah, boy. And remember, heavy metal rules. Aye.
The Westwood One Podcast Network.